Hello and welcome to the Zed News Podcast, episode 495, Thursday, June 5th, 2025. I'm your host, Ayanda, here to serve you a dish of today's news with a side of insights, a sprinkle of wit, and a healthy dollop of reflection. Let's dive right in. Now, today's stories seem to dance around themes of growth, accountability, and the balance of power, whether in economics, politics, or institutions. It's almost like Zambia is at a crossroads, trying to find the right rhythm for progress while navigating the bumps along the road. Starting with the economic beat, our mining sector is back in the spotlight, and rightly so. The recent investments in Mopani copper mines by International Resources Holding have produced tangible results. Over 1,400 jobs created in just a year, that's no small feat. This isn't just about numbers, it's about the ripple effect on local businesses, increased tax revenue, and Zambia's ambitious goal of hitting 3 million tons of copper annually by 2030. It's like planting seeds that could grow into a robust economic forest. This revival signals that foreign investment, when strategically managed, can be more than just a boost, it can be a catalyst for sustainable growth. Interestingly, this connects to the broader theme of how industries, especially critical ones like mining, can serve as engines of national development. But it also raises questions about how we leverage such growth. Are we just mining for copper, or are we mining for a future that's inclusive and resilient? That's something to ponder. Meanwhile, the mining story gets a companion in the political arena. The Bishops' Council has warned the UPND that their chances in 2026 hinge on delivering promises. It's a reminder that electoral success isn't just about slogans, it's about tangible results. Voters are becoming more discerning, and faith in leadership hinges on performance. This echoes past lessons that promises without delivery can erode trust faster than a copper wire in a swamp. Now, shifting gears to governance and democracy, the LAZ's call for transparency with Bill 7 is a critical reminder of the importance of stakeholder engagement. Democracy thrives on inclusion, bypassing public participation risks undermining legitimacy. It's akin to trying to build a house without consulting the blueprint designer. The structure might stand, but it won't be sturdy for long. And speaking of governance, the release of the Electoral Reform Technical Committee report by ECZ signals a step towards strengthening our electoral processes. Transparency isn't just a buzzword, it's the bedrock of credible elections. When the public knows the process is open and inclusive, confidence in democracy gets a boost. It's as if Zambia is trying to retune its electoral instrument, aiming for harmony rather than discord. On the other hand, some stories remind us of the importance of accountability at the individual level. The sentencing of the security guard and barman for phone theft emphasizes that even petty crimes carry weight in maintaining rule of law. Justice isn't just about big cases, it's about the everyday acts that uphold order. It's a reminder that every small act, whether lawful or unlawful, shapes the fabric of our society. Now, moving into social policies and societal changes, the government's U-turn on street vendors' rights is a fascinating case of policy evolution. From harassed traders to being allowed to thrive, it's a testament to how public pressure and empathy can influence decision-making. It's like a traffic light changing from red to green, a signal that economic activity and livelihoods are vital for a healthy economy. While we're talking about livelihoods, the story of Zambia's healthcare professionals is both promising and challenging. Exporting healthcare workers to fill shortages elsewhere while recruiting 2,000 domestically is a balancing act. It's like a chef sharing their best ingredients with the world but also ensuring the home kitchen remains well-stocked. Long-term, it could elevate Zambia's healthcare sector into a globally competitive player, but we must ask, at what cost to our own communities? On a more somber note, the passing of former President Edgar Lungu marks the end of an era. His leadership shaped Zambia's recent political landscape, and his death in South Africa raises questions about legacy, continuity, and the future stability of our nation. It's a moment of reflection. How do we honor past leaders while forging new paths? And speaking of legacies, the Catholic Church's rejection of President Hichilema's donation highlights an essential principle: independence and neutrality. The Church's stand reaffirms that institutions must serve as moral anchors, not political pawns. When faith and politics collide, the integrity of both is at stake. It's a lesson about maintaining independence even when tempted by the siren call of political favors. Finally, in sports, our Copper Queens face injury setbacks, with Okumba Lubanji missing the Women Africa Cup of Nations. It's a reminder that even the best teams are vulnerable to unforeseen injuries, much like life itself. But it also underscores resilience. As they say, the game isn't over until the whistle blows. Zambia's sports teams are the pride of the nation, serving as a reminder that perseverance often outshines setbacks. And to cap it all off, the Zambian football squad has set up base in Bloemfontein for the COSAFA Cup. The team's goals are clear: win the tournament and build momentum for bigger stages like the African Nations Championship. High expectations, but then again, isn't that what makes champions? It's about showcasing talent, building confidence, and reminding the world that Zambia is a force to reckon with on the soccer pitch. So, as we reflect on today's stories, from economic revival and political accountability to social justice and international sports, one question lingers. In a nation striving for progress, how do we ensure that growth is inclusive, that accountability is genuine, and that our institutions remain truly independent? That wraps up today's episode. Thanks for tuning into the Zed News Podcast. As always, I'm Ayanda, your curious commentator, and I'll leave you with that thought. Until next time, keep reflecting, keep questioning, and keep loving Zambia. Goodbye.